Well, 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 here we go. Welcome to Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Miley Cyrus's godmother celebrating a birthday today. That would be the one and only Dolly Parton. My favorite Dolly fact is that she wrote I Will Always Love You and Jolene in the same day. Always start with our top stories. Yesterday, a day before the site was scheduled to go online, the White House rolled out a soft launch of its website for Americans to request free at-home COVID tests. The site, covidtests.gov, I'll link that in our Instagram stories if you want it. It lets you access an order form run by the Postal Service. People can order 4 at-home tests per residential address. It is scheduled to officially launch sometime mid-morning today. And again, the site is linked at First Thing Pod on Instagram. Microsoft is throwing down some serious dough to acquire Activision Blizzard, $68.7 billion in an all-cash deal. How? I can't even wrap my mind around numbers like that. It's the biggest tech deal ever. Activision is behind games like Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, even Candy Crush. Are you going to be able to play Call of Duty as Clippy the Helpful Paperclip now? I hope so. This could take up to 18 months to be approved, so it's expected to close sometime in 2023. And from what I understand, the whole deal is basically Microsoft really betting big on the future of the metaverse, where we'll be able to work, play, and socialize online. And in a minute, I'm gonna have one more big story for you. If you heard the show yesterday, you heard about The Rock and his T-Rex skull. Well, the exciting conclusion to that saga is moments away. In the world of sports, if you want to go to the Super Bowl, you just need to give us some blood. That's what they're saying over at the Red Cross. Blood supply is very low right now, so they teamed up with the NFL. Anyone that donates blood or platelets or plasma from now until January 31st, you'll be entered into a drawing for 2 tickets to the big game next month in Los Angeles. In other football news, Malik McDowell of the Cleveland Browns was just arrested totally naked in Florida. The dude is 6'6", 290 pounds, and he was just wandering the streets naked. Police used a taser to get him to calm down. And it's kind of sad, actually. He clearly had something going on upstairs. There's video and photos of the situation. The Browns released a statement yesterday and said, "We are aware of the very concerning incident and arrest involving Malik McDowell and are in the process of gathering more information." All right, on to entertainment news. You guys, we did it. We blew the top off this one. I'd like to thank a listener named Andrea, for being the first to bring this to my attention. She sent me the story on Instagram last night. Yesterday, I talked about The Rock having a T-Rex skull in his house, and I said I wouldn't rest until I got to the bottom of it. Here's that audio. I won't rest until I get to the bottom of this. See? Well, last night, The Rock cleared things up. He was not the mystery buyer of a T-Rex named Stan. He did not spend $31.8 million on it. He does, in fact, have the replica skull in his office, which, as we suspected, he bought at the Black Hills Institute of Geological Research. We cracked the case! Nice job, everybody. It's been a rough week for the Full House cast following the shocking passing of Bob Saget, but now a bit of good news for the Tannerinos. Jodie Sweetin, she was Stephanie Tanner, is engaged. And while we're on the topic of celeb death, Sidney Poitier's death certificate was just made public. The legendary and groundbreaking actor passed away on January 6th at the age of 94 from heart failure. It also stated that he had suffered from Alzheimer's, dementia, and prostate cancer over the years. Machine Gun Kelly is talking about his engagement to Megan Fox, and he said he didn't expect so much attention from the proposal video. Yeah, that dude would never do anything for attention. He said, "I just recorded it on my cell phone, leaned against a cup. But I will point out there were 3 different camera angles in this video, all edited together." He also said he designed the ring, now worn by the future Mrs. Gun Kelly. He said the bands are actually thorns, so if she tries to take it off, it hurts. Love is pain. Okay. Comedian Louis Anderson is in the hospital being treated for cancer. It's the same type of cancer that Mark Hoppus of Blink-182 recently had, who, by the way, is now cancer-free after 6 months of treatment. Get well soon, Louis. On to movie and TV news, Spider-Man No Way Home is now officially the 4th highest grossing movie of all time in the US. It just crossed the $700 million mark. It just passed Black Panther on the list. The top 3 are Avatar, Avengers Endgame, and number 1 is Star Wars The Force Awakens. In other Spider-Man news, Jaden Smith got the internet talking with a tweet. It had already been rumored that he was being considered for the role of Spider-Man at some point in the future, and he tweeted, "Where you at? I'm trying to swing by," with a photo of himself in a Spider-Man mask. What does it mean? Tyler Perry is sliding back into that Madea wig one more time. He's got a new Netflix movie called A Madea Homecoming. He said, "I was looking at the state of the world and how polarized it is. Nobody's laughing. So he's decided to make us laugh once more with Madea." Daniel Radcliffe is going to star as Weird Al in an upcoming biopic. I love this. The Weird Al story was written by Weird Al, and production is going to start next month. I just want to say Weird Al is a national treasure, and I love him. My first ever concert was the Monkees with Weird Al opening. I love him to this day. After six seasons, CBS is canceling the show Bull. Netflix has had so much success with Korean content like Squid Game. The streaming service will release 25 Korean originals, films, and series in the coming year. That's cool. SNL just announced that coming up at the end of the month, Willem Dafoe will make his hosting debut on the show. He'll be joined by Katy Perry. Also, there's a new show coming out. I cannot wait for this. My wife and I just watched the trailer for it last night. It is our cup of tea. We love stuff like this. It's called Severance. It kind of looks like an episode of Black Mirror, but stretched into a series. The trailer just dropped yesterday. I have it linked in our Instagram stories. It'll premiere on Apple TV Plus next month. Again, at First Thing Pod on Instagram if you'd like to watch this trailer. On TV tonight, The Price is Right at Night is on CBS. I Can See Your Voice is new on Fox with Kelly Osbourne and Brian Austin Green. Chapter 4, The Book of Boba Fett is out now on Disney+. Batwoman, The Amazing Race, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD are all on tonight as well. All right, let's talk about music. If you grew up spending your summers at the Warped Tour like I did, you are going to die when you hear the lineup for this new festival. It's the When We Were Young Festival. Let me take a deep breath here before I announce a few of these bands, okay? My Chemical Romance, Paramore, AFI, The Used, Taking Back Sunday, Dashboard Confessional, Alkaline Trio, Thursday, Bayside, Bright Eyes, Jimmy Eat World, Glassjaw, Atreyu. That's just a few of them. This lineup is mind-blowing. I have the whole thing in our Instagram stories for this as well. It's happening in October in Vegas, just a one-day festival, 12 hours of my childhood. The Grammys and the CMT Awards are switching things up. The Grammys were originally scheduled for January 31st, but due to COVID concerns, the date moved, and now the whole show moved. They're going to happen from Vegas on April 3rd, but the problem is April 3rd was the date of the CMT Awards. Can't have both in one night, so the CMT Awards are now moving to another date in April, which has not yet been announced. Adele's song Easy On Me is the number one song for the ninth week in a row. Congrats, Adele. Hot on its heels, though, is the song We Don't Talk About Bruno, no, from the movie Encanto. It's Disney's biggest hit since Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas in 1995. It just passed Let It Go from Frozen on the charts. Crazy. Bono just gave a pretty depressing interview. First of all, he said he doesn't like the band name U2. He said he never has. And he said he gets embarrassed when he hears their songs. Apparently, he just recently learned how to sing, and when he hears the old songs, his voice sounds, quote, very strained and not macho. He also said, I've been in a car when one of our songs has come on the radio, and I've been the color of scarlet. That's a shade of red, by the way. It means he's embarrassed. I hope he's okay. This sounds like he's in a dark place right now. And Thomas Rhett just said that he and his wife Lauren are 100% positive that they want to adopt again. They currently have four daughters, and he said, in the next 4 to 5 years, we would love to do that. Some additional headlines today. The January 6th committee issued subpoenas yesterday for Rudy Giuliani and three other Trump staff members for pushing stories of election fraud and making efforts to overturn the election results. Researchers say they have found genetic risk factors associated with the loss of taste and smell after contracting COVID-19. 6 months after getting COVID, as many as 1.6 million people in the U.S. are still unable to smell or have changes in their ability to smell. This discovery may help lead experts to developing treatments. You ever look at a teenager and think, let's get that kid a big rig? Well, in an effort to ease supply chain shortages, the federal government is moving forward with a plan to let kids as young as 18 drive trucks outside their home state. As of now, you have to be at least 21 to cross state lines, but this apprenticeship program will open that up. Pinterest is predicting style trends for 2022 based off of, you know, their internal data, and mullets are on the list, along with night dresses, tooth gems, pearls, and high puff hairstyles. Get ready. Now, every year since 1991, White Castle has taken reservations for Valentine's Day. And if that was your tradition, I'm so sorry, but this year it's not happening. They're still helping you celebrate, though. They're offering the Love Cube meal for two. It's only available one day, February 14th, and it includes 8 sliders, 2 drinks, and a choice of 2 shareable sides for $14.99. That is so sweet. All right, I always end things on a positive note here, a positive story. Today, it's about Clayton McGuire. He's an 8-year-old boy that just saved an elderly man's life. Clayton spotted what looked like a person lying in the snow, almost completely covered in snow. So Clayton ran to get his dad, Joey. Joey managed to get this man up to his house while 8-year-old Clayton made him some hot chocolate to warm him up. And if it hadn't been for Clayton, the outcome would have been much, much different here. This guy was laying down in the middle of a blizzard. He saved his life. This kid is a hero. I'll say his name one more time, Clayton McGuire. McGuire. Okay, I'm out of here. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, supporting it. It means the world to me. Again, if you're not following us on Instagram, feel free to do so at First Thing Pod on Instagram. I'm back tomorrow. First thing, have a great day.
Please tell your friends about this show.
Yeah, do that.